French Indochina, with its steaming jungles and strange plantations, is now part of the war-torn picture in the Far East. It will soon be the scene of these transcribed Terry tales, the adventures of Terry Lee, American boy and his friend. They are on their way now, and already they've run into more mystery and danger than they can really understand. I'll tell you what I mean in just a moment. Terry and the Pirates is brought to you by the makers of Libby's Tomato Juice, one of Libby's 100 famous foods. Here's a neat trick to pull on your mother. Mom, how about getting me some Libby's Love Apple Juice? Well, that ought to get a reply something like this. Now, what in the world is a love apple? And then you tell her that a love apple is nothing more than an ordinary tomato. Love apples were what people years ago called tomatoes before they learned how good they are as a food. And if you want to be real smart and do yourself a favor, tell her that love apple juice may mean just plain tomato juice. But Libby's tomato juice is extra super. Well, you just couldn't get such a wonderful flavor, such rich-tasting goodness from ordinary tomatoes. That's why Libby's tomato juice actually comes from prized tomatoes picked just when they're red ripe and bursting with flavor. And Libby presses the juice from these prized tomatoes so carefully, cans it so quickly, that Libby's special delicious flavor reaches you without loss. And besides, Libby's tomato juice brings you important vitamins. Well, gosh, what more could you ask for? Unless it's to ask Mother for Libby's tomato juice regularly. Now, just be sure she gets Libby's. L-I-B-B-Y-S. And now, Terry and the Pirates. There are two plantations side by side deep in Indochina. Terry and Pat Ryan are going to the one owned by the very British Mr. Smythe Heatherstone. And a man named Baron de Plexus is going to the other. This de Plexus chap is the right-hand man of the ever-dangerous Dragon Lady. And that's what made Pat Ryan take the job as manager of Heatherstone's property. Pat wants to arrest the Dragon Lady and also discover how and why the former manager, Dylan Kane, disappeared. But we'll get around to all that soon enough. Let's throw in with Terry and Pat at the Irrawaddy Airport. They saw the small de Plexus airplane take off in the darkness. And Pat tried to find out from a nearby mechanic where the plane was bound for, but learned nothing.
Well, we'll forget the mechanic, Terry. I've got another stunt. Come on, we'll try it. I want to find out where Baron de Plexus went in that plane.
Okay, whatever you say, Pat, but you heard what the mechanic said. He said the destination of aeroplanes, private planes, is nobody's business.
Yeah, I know. But I'm going to make it my business, and you're going to find out for me.
Look, the little plane's gone. We saw de Plexus take off with his pilot. We can't call him back, and
No, but listen to this. Now, here's what I want you to do. You're young, and you talk pretty good. You see that little office over there?
You mean where the field superintendent is?
Yeah, where the lights are, where we stood outside the window and got a good look at de Plexus.
So,
I want you to do this. And I think we can get all the information firsthand.
Come in. Oh, don't you know when you slam a door, you shatter my nerves?
I'm sorry, sir, but I gotta find Baron de Plexus. I'm from his hotel. I got a message. It's important.
You're too late, Sonny. He just cleared out in his plane.
Cleared out in his plane?
You have excellent hearing, my boy, because that's exactly what I said.
Boy, I'll catch it for missing him. He left in a plane, you say?
Oh, why are you always so right?
Well, I'd better wire him at Hanoi. I can reach him at the airport so he doesn't make the trip for nothing.
You'll catch it worse if you do that, Sonny.
Huh? What?
In the first place, he didn't fly to Hanoi. He flew directly to his plantation in French Indochina. He did not go to Hanoi.
We did, huh? Well, thanks, mister. That's all I wanted to know. Good night.
Didn't I tell you? Always slamming the screen door. I'll have to take the spring off. But if I do that, the buttons come in. They're hard on my nerves.
Well, Pat, it worked. Had no trouble at all.
On a mastermind, what?
I can't be too sure about that, but I found out that Baron de Plexus was flying directly to his plantation.
You see, the Baron was upset. When I called on the phone early this afternoon and said I was a reporter for the Far East Gazette, that got him worried.
You mean when you said that Dylan Kane was found badly beaten, that Kane died on the Duplexus property? That's what scared him?
That's what I mean. If Duplexus wasn't worried, he wouldn't have hopped a plane and gone to his plantation. Yes, Terry, that old vulture knows more about Dylan Kane than he admits.
And he doesn't admit anything, so whatever he knows is plenty.
And here's another thing to chew on, Terry.
Yeah?
Come over here by this field light. I want you to look at this map. Here. Okay, now look. We're going for a ride in the regular passenger plane in a few minutes.
Uh-huh.
Now, take this map here. Now, this map shows the principal airline routes. Now, here's the one we take. It goes from Irrawaddy, where we are now, as far as Hanoi.
That's right. Hanoi is in French Indochina.
Okay, now take another look. The country from Hanoi to the interior is almost impassable.
Impossible, I'd say.
And I'd say impassable, but never mind. It's nearly all mountain and jungle to the next town. The nearest town to the Heatherstone Plantation.
Well, how about the river? Let's see, it's the Red River, yeah.
Yeah, but the Red River, even if it does go from Hanoi down through Indochina, well, it isn't reliable.
Well, what's all this getting to?
Look at the map. Now, here we are at Irrawaddy. We take a plane from here to Hanoi. Then, from Hanoi, we'll have to change to a train.
Say, Pat, why not ask the pilot about transportation?
Well, I was just going to. Come on. Ease your way up front with me.
Okay. I can squeeze through all these crates.
Hey. Say, pilot.
Yes, Mr. Deep.
No brief at all.
Just want to get a little information.
Look, I can't tell you if we'll be attacked by invader planes or not.
I'm not worried about that.
Swell, there's no use of both of us worrying.
I want to know about Hanoi. I mean, when we land there, can we take an ox cart or a go-cart or roller skates and go on the interior?
There's a train with a real choo-choo engine. Ride that as far as Lao Cai. When you get to Lao Cai, the world just comes to an end.
Jumping off place, huh?
The beginning of nothing, buddy.
Say, do you know Duke Hennig?
Hennig? The pilot? Crazy dude? Should say I do.
Well, he's our pal.
Well, you don't say. Gents, why didn't you say so? How is old Duke?
Well, he's still working with the Chinese army. Still bears a charmed life. Now, what's the word on this trip?
Well, Hanoi is the only landing field I can set this baby down on. Where are you lads headed? Well,
we're going down to Lao Cai.
You best go by train. It's a jigboard or railroad, but it's a little better than walking. But, first of all, why go there?
We're going to a plantation not far from Lao Cai.
You can have it. I'll take the number.
I guess you don't get many passengers on this route anymore, huh?
No, not since the war. Or even before, mostly freight stuff.
Yeah, so I noticed. I've got a crate sliding against my back right now.
Yeah, same here.
Well, there's always a lot of freight for the interior. Got another passenger, you know.
You have? Well, I didn't notice
him. Oh, he's way in the back. Dead asleep, I guess.
But, well, how did he get aboard? Did he board the plane in Irrawaddy?
Yeah. Did you see him?
Did you, Terry?
I guess we'll put down the feed bag in the shack near the...
Doesn't matter. We drove up with a truck. We helped him put these crates aboard, then he climbed in. Went right to sleep. This snowing before we took off.
Well, this freight going to Hanoi?
As far as I'm holding, anybody's freight, friend.
Well, if I could find a spot to stretch out, I'd go to sleep, too. But all these...
Well, maybe you can go back and ask the other passenger to shut over.
Maybe I can.
Look, am I the only lad who's supposed to worry about invader planes? You know, just because you've been paid to ride in this crate, don't think you can dodge a machine gun.
Well, if you're really worried, pilot, you'd sing a lot different song.
Yeah. I forgot. You men knew Dude Hennig. Well, here's a lucky bird.
We saw Dude in Irrawaddy just a few days ago.
Well, if you see him again, just say that Snarky Miller said hello.
And I'm saying hello right now.
Huh? What's that?
Wait over here, Terry. Take a look at the address on this wooden case. Look here. This thing is consigned to B. Duplexus at Lao Cai, French Indochina.
Well, what do you know?
Well, what's wrong with that, Buzz?
Oh, nothing. I mean, we just were surprised, that's all.
Yeah.
Well, if there's any news to you, all of the freight, except the mail, is bound to the same address.
Got a lot of boxes, too.
Yeah. Cost the same rate as passengers. A lot less bother.
And the passenger back there was asleep. Is he part of the freight?
Yes. He's traveling to the same address, I guess.
Well,
I'm going back and curl up in that 2x4 seat, pilot.
You need a shoehorn with that big robot.
Go ahead, Pap. Watch out for the cases. I think I can sleep standing up. Say, Pap. Cases are all going to the Texas plantation.
Yeah, I know. But so is the other passenger.
I noticed when we got aboard.
Well, it was dark. A lot of confusion.
He didn't notice us, I suppose.
No, no.
Well, what are we going to do?
About what?
Oh, gee.
Now, wait a minute. Wait a minute before you get all steamed up. There's nothing to worry about.
I'd like to know what's in these cases. They're all going over the Plexus Plantation.
Maybe we'll find out. We can't rip them open now.
What could all this stuff be doing at the plantation?
I don't know. But I know one thing I'm going to do right now.
What?
I'm going to take a look at the Sleeping Beauty.
That's her. Oh, the other passenger, the man who traveled with us.
Yeah. Just hear him snoring. Hey, come on.
Edge back here, and we'll see what he looks like.
It's dark back here, Pat.
Must be stretched out in the mailbags.
I got that flashlight. Shall I use it?
Okay. But don't hold it on it too long. No use spoiling a nice, lovely sound like that.
He's snoring.
That's what I said. Go ahead, turn on the spotlight. Maybe he'll take a bow in his sleep.
Here goes. Look, Pat.
How's the light, quick.
That man, one of Pringles from the restaurant, you're right.
Sure is, the very same. The man with the scar on his jaw, no mistaking that.
So Mr. Scarface is working for Baron de Plexus, huh?
It's a surprise, all right. I'm afraid this is going to lead us into trouble, Terry. Yes, Pat Ryan, Scarface is one of the Texas men. And there's going to be trouble. But not what you expect. So keep your eyes open when the plane lands in Hanoi in French Indochina. I'll tell you what I mean in just a moment. If your mother said to you, "Time to take your glass of vitamins," you'd probably think, "Oh, gosh, some kind of medicine, sure." But if she said, "How about a glass of swell-tasting Libby's tomato juice?" you'd say, "Let me at it." Well, when you drink Libby's tomato juice, you'll get lots and lots of vitamins. This grand juice is rich in vitamins C and A, a good source of vitamins B1 and G. So ask your mother for it. Boys and girls, did you paste a defense stamp in your book today? Well, I sure hope so. Buying defense stamps and bonds is one of the very best ways of showing you're a true blue American. Well, you're going to hear Mr. Scarface talk in tomorrow's Transcribed Adventure, and you're going to take an exciting train ride to the jungle plantation town of Leucai. So grab onto your nerves and remember, we've got a two-fisted fighting date with Pat and Terry and... well, you'll find out tomorrow.